Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Sunday, the 12th of Sunday, the 12th. It's 12 o'clock. What am I even doing? Look at me. What an absolute shambles I am. Sunday, the 10th of November. There you go. You know what I'm like with dates. Yes, I did get passionate on Twitter yesterday about that shambles. I keep telling you, just lay Spurs. They are absolute junk. Sheffield United, fair play, played really well. Absolutely gutted to not go away with 3 points. VAR, again, you know, it's exactly the same scenario as the one we had disallowed at Leicester, whether you agree with it or not. VAR's actually doing what it's there for, but the implementation of it and is, you know, the PGMOL, could, as I've said before, couldn't have made a bigger mess of it. But every goal like that, Firmino's, Son's, Sheffield United yesterday is being called off. Do we agree with the toe offside? No, I mean, you know, I'm not daft enough. It sounds flipping ridiculous. And was it affecting play? But that's the rules at the minute. It's not that it's not the VAR is being used to highlight it. It's the actual process of that needs to be looked at, doesn't it? I mean, that's the longest I've sat in a stadium with VAR yesterday, not really knowing what's going on. About 4 minutes the players were stood about, which I understand is madness. We haven't got a clue what's going on. And then there was a penalty check and they took a corner and it then went up on the boards after that. Hang on, I've just had a goal here, so I need to do a bit of trading as well. I'm live trading while I'm talking to you. Hang on a second. I'd resign myself to the fact that the goal wasn't coming. Right, we'll just keep an eye on that for the minute while the market settles back down. I mentioned Chrissy's spreadsheets yesterday. He's produced me a fantastic spreadsheet. I mentioned results this morning. Won't be doing that again. But I did just... it was mightily, I've never seen anything like it myself. That's why I've done this a long time. But I don't think it'll continue. But it's had five this morning and all five have won so far. It's just madness. It can't possibly go on like that. Otherwise, me and Chrissy will be buying Richard Branson's island off him. Yeah, garbage anyway. Spurs, absolutely garbage. Get back to that. Don't know how anybody can defend it. It is absolute flipping rubbish. It's... the guy's clueless. I mean, I get it, you know, Pete, good lad, you know, nice guy, look what he's done to us, top four. My reasoning's different to other people's. I think we're top four because other teams weren't performing, notably Arsenal, Man United. You know, I think only one season does he got more points than AVB, and that was when we had a really good season. So, you know, we had a great back four then. But, you know, 94 team changes. If anybody can explain yesterday taking off Ali and bringing on Foyth, anybody who's watched football for a long time has got any explanation to that, please answers on a postcard. Madness. Absolute madness. But there we go, it is what it is. Just got to type a message a minute. Sorry about this. This goal came right at that time, see? Right. Yeah, no, rubbish, absolute nonsense. Could have done with that goal just being a couple of minutes later. Would have been lovely. But hey-ho. Yeah, I just... You know, I've predicted the last two results. I genuinely cannot see a team that Tottenham could beat, certainly domestically. I know people will go, we beat Red Star Belgrade. They're pony. They're two bob. I couldn't see if we went to play championship teams that we'd be beating them at the minute. If you look at the football yesterday, Twitter, Sheffield United's Twitter feed, watch that goal. Just the, I think they said 23 passes goal. Just get that up and watch it and see how piss poor Tottenham are. But we had a good day. Lead came down from Sheffield, FTS member, treated him to the game, and I think he enjoyed himself. We had good fun, didn't we? But yes, I know I get a bit passionate after the game about it, but I'm paying big money to watch this junk. 21 years, two trophies, two League Cups. Spurs fans mocking Arsenal fans. What, I don't even know what that's about. I mean, Arsenal are on their absolute knees themselves. You know, fancied Leicester yesterday, said it on the podcast, Preston. And you know what? They're sixth and way ahead of us. I mean, we are pence so bad, just dreadful. And what a waste of a stadium and a setup that is. Anyway, enough of that. You don't want to hear me rambling on about them. I've got no other football today. Generally, I've had a bit of a computer issue since I've. That's why I'm trying to get this done while I'm doing this, because my main computer has gone into full update mode and it's stuck saying 50 minutes and has been stuck like that for half hour. So I don't know whether to press the button and turn it off or start again. No dreams last night. Didn't dream of any mystery sandwiches. I don't know what that was all about. But the thing you're all waiting for on a Sunday, I know we didn't have a good week last week, is the NFL. And I'm going to be a bit disappointing. It's a quiet old week. It is a quiet old week. I keep saying it, old Mayfield, but he's playing the Bills, and just plus three is just not quite enough. I think the Bills will win that game, certainly cover the handicap, but they haven't been great, the Bills. I think their record's a little bit, when you look at it, just a tad not as good as it, you know. It's a better record than they've been playing, let's put it that way. That's what to say. They're I don't want to use the word lucky because that's demeaning, but they haven't looked to me to be playing the sort of football that has got them where they are, and I think it may well unravel. Miami had their first win, but I don't think they're going to win today. So one first bit is Miami, Indianapolis minus 10.5. I think Indianapolis minus 10.5 is a good bet, and. Where was it? There was only one other. I do apologise, I can't even see it now. Oh, hang on, because I'm using the mouse for the main computer and I've had to go to my laptop. And the 6 o'clock on the, I think it's the game on TV. Arizona versus Tampa. Arizona plus 4.5. So Arizona plus 4.5 and Indianapolis minus 10.5. That is all I've got for you today. Buffalo, as I say, I've just not got enough in it to bet. And Green Bay, I think that was a hiccup last week. I think Green Bay minus 4.5 may be a half-decent bet. But again, I've got to go with what the data throws up, and it doesn't throw it up as a bet. But if anybody wants small interest there, then Green Bay minus 4.5 and Buffalo plus 3. You can trade them, but there's not much money even on Betfair these days for these. It's not like it used to be. Right, that's it. That's all I've got. Right, today sees pretty much the last of the football. There's a couple of games tomorrow. It is then international break. I, in essence, am going to be going dark for a couple of weeks. I've got things to do, meetings this week to sort stuff up. Everything will be processed as normal, FDD, anything if there are any games, but with the international break, there's not going to be much. I'm then going away next, so there's no FTS Ultimate process next weekend. I'm then going away. We've got Lingfield, obviously, next Saturday, the FTS meetup. But I'm then away on the Monday for, in effect, is 9 days with the flights and the times. The next football process will be on the 22nd. I'm away then, but it will be done as normal. But I will not be on any email or anything other than doing the essential bits and pieces for FTS until I get back. So it will be the weekend of the 29th when I will be back trading, doing everything fully, properly. And obviously those involved in that, I'll be in touch with you before then just to let you know I'm back and any changes or whatever, but pretty much going to continue as we are. So that is it. So just letting people know that from tomorrow, pretty much, I've got a lot on. I've got a meeting Monday, meeting Tuesday, meeting Friday, just getting bits sorted out for the future. And other sort of little ideas I've got, but I will be pretty much going dark, so you won't get hold of me. People stamping their feet, oh, fucking hell, he's going away. Haven't had a holiday for 2 years, and I run FTS every day, and I will still be doing things like the racing sheet while I'm away. I'll still be every morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, out there processing that and doing all that. So rein it in, eh? Rein it in. Right, have a lovely... what do you call it? What is it? Sunday. I'm all over the shop. My computer's really thrown me. Have a lovely Sunday. Podcast I'm going to do every day. I'm going to take my microphone. I'm going to be reporting live from Vegas. I don't know where that fight... What's that last night? YouTube fight. What is going on in the world, honestly? What is... I just... Every day I read something that makes me want to explode my head from not being allowed to clap to doing jazz hands. Can you imagine that? I mean, what are we talking about? Again, who gives these people the time of day? Why don't somebody just take them in a room and tell them to fuck off, honestly? And then to YouTubers fighting. Apparently it was massive. I don't know anything about it. I'm not a massive boxing fan, but I don't know what's going on. Honestly, don't. I don't know what's going on in the world. Right, so hashtag potch out. Can't believe that people think nobody else can do better. Enjoy your Sunday roast, whatever. I'm going to sit here and sort my computer out and do some football trading. Have a beauty. And as I say, I will be in touch every day, but don't expect many responses from me over the next couple of weeks.